This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. This episode's opening track is the theme to the Chinese team from King of Fighters 94. That's the first in the long-running series of SNK universe-spanning fighting games where people from Fatal Fury can engage in martial arts combat with people from Art of Fighting and sometimes even Samurai Showdown, but also characters from less famous SNK games also show up. One of these characters from a less famous SNK game happens to be Athena Asamiya, a purple-haired ball of sunshine who is simultaneously a schoolgirl and a pop idol and a psychic and the reincarnation of a mythical goddess princess and also a martial artist who fights in globe-spanning tournaments. She is a lot, she's ridiculous, and I love her. Starting from the first King of Fighters, Athena, who is Japanese, fights on the Chinese team because her partner, Si Kensu, and her mentor, Chin Gensai, both come from China. But make no mistake, Athena is always the star. And the reason the team has the theme song you just heard is because Athena, and also C, but we don't really care about him, both originated in Psycho Soldier, a 1987 side-scroller released by SNK. It has Athena, and also C, but again, we don't care, fighting enemies with their psychic powers. And at one point, Athena can even transform into a giant phoenix that still has her trademark purple hair. Just a little side note there, I don't think that translated into the King of Fighters games. Anyway, the moment you start playing the game, you hear this music. This music is everything to me. It's so very 80s, and even in this version, where if you don't speak Japanese, you don't really know what's being communicated, you can be pretty sure that it is the sharpest and brightest of 1980s cheese. This is what pop culture sounded like when my young brain was being formed, and this is the sound I seek out in the world to this very day. I love it unironically. And yes, by the way, the American release of this game does feature a version of the song with English lyrics. And no, they do not disappoint. No matter how cheesy you might imagine they are, they're even more so. Athena's name is magic, mystery. What did I tell you? Composer credits for SNK games of this era can often be hard to come by, and I had some trouble finding a solid confirmation for who actually wrote this song. I'm pretty sure it was actually Ikichi Kawasaki, a longtime SNK employee who actually makes a cameo as himself at the end of the game Ikari Warriors. However, some sites say the composer of the song is actually Kaori Shimizu, who is the singer of the song. I suppose it might be possible that she wrote it as a straightforward pop theme and then Kawasaki arranged it for the game, but I don't know for sure. Also, I don't know the identity of the rather unenthusiastic singer on the English version. It might actually be Kaori Shimizu again, and if there's a language barrier there, that might explain why she's a little not into it. I don't know again, but the fact that her delivery is a little weird makes me love this little oddity even more. So looking at it now, I kind of feel like SNK went all out for Athena as a character. It makes me think they were expecting her to be the next big thing. I mean, you don't release a theme song for a character in both Japanese and English unless you think it's going to make a big dent in the pop cultural landscape. And I don't actually think it did, because excluding a cameo in the 1990 NES RPG Crystalis, Athena doesn't show up again until King of Fighters 94. But her timeline stretches a little farther back than you might guess. Before Psycho Soldier, there was a game called Athena. It is also a side-scroller, but instead of playing Athena, psychic-powered schoolgirl, you're Princess Athena, a different purple-haired heroine who does not have a star beret and is therefore a completely different character. Princess Athena also wears a red bikini, and I'm not sure if the game was supposed to play up her sexiness more. Sexiness because a lot of male gamers would probably have enjoyed the boundary-pushing depiction of a female body in that way, or if the game was more supposed to push her cuteness, which would cater to a different demographic, because as you play the game, you get to collect different pieces of armor, and as you collect them, she actually wears them, so you can kind of assemble outfits, which is less sexiness-focused, and also as you get armor, you're literally covering her up more and more. This Athena, which is not the Greek goddess Athena, but a very goddess-like character who hails from a realm called the Holy World, is apparently reincarnated in Athena Asamaya. This connection was furthered along on SNK's part as a result of a special promotional effort, in which players who purchased the Famicom port of Athena also got a redone version of the Psycho Soldier theme as a ka-single. And yes, I'm very happy to say the word ka-single out loud. I feel like the world's about to forget that ka-singles existed, but ka-single, look it up. This version of the Psycho Soldier theme has higher production values and an extra verse, and in case you're wondering, yes, I'm going to make you listen to it now. Here it comes. Thank you. That's just a little bit of magic right there. But I kind of wonder if this would have been confusing to anyone who just bought the Famicom Athena, which is mythology themed and which stars a woman wielding a sword, and was wondering why they're listening to a song about a psychic girl. Like, oh, I guess she's psychic too, I guess. But whatever, a promotion is a promotion. Also, the goddess version of Athena hasn't gone away either. She still gets her own game here and there, and she's also one of the two bosses in SNK vs. Capcom, SVC Chaos, in which you can either take your fighter to heaven or hell. The hell boss is Firebrand from Ghouls and Ghosts. Athena is the heaven boss. But back to Psycho Soldier. Psycho Soldier didn't get a port to the Famicom or NES, but what it did get is a port to the Commodore 64. Do I think the stripped-down version of the theme song is appealing in its own way? I sure do. And though that tune wouldn't be heard again until King of Fighters 94, that year actually saw two different versions of it. One that I played at the top of the episode for the Neo Geo cartridge system, and another for the Neo Geo CD system, this one with new vocals by Reiko Furui. I'm going to be playing it now.
Thank you.
and then the theme returned in remixed instrumental form as the Chinese team theme in King of Fighters 1996. Yeah, I'm gonna play it. And then it came back one more time as Athena's personal theme in King of Fighters 97. Did you think I wasn't gonna play it? Because I'm gonna. We'll be right back. In 1999, the 16-bit portable system Neo Geo Pocket Color got SNK vs. Capcom Match of the Millennium, which finally decided who was the most cheerful, Athena Asamiya or Sakura from Street Fighter. It also featured the Psycho Soldier theme redone in a style that can only be described as retro-tastic, and which I'll play for you right now. And then in 2002, SNK offered a new spin on Athena with a take on her theme song that was radically different. No, I'm just kidding. It's the same song with electric guitars. They really didn't try too hard on this one. Okay, that's enough. If you haven't given up at this point, I have made you listen to 11 different versions of the same song. At some point, the law of diminishing returns had to kick in, but you're still here, apparently. And the thing you should be asking yourself is this a weird April Fool's joke? I mean, I really do like those original 1987 versions of the song, and it's cool that the song had such a long afterlife, getting remade and reincarnated, not unlike Athena herself. But after hearing the same song done over and over and over and over, that's probably kind of irritating, I would imagine. So, was this an April Fool's joke, or did I actually want to make you listen to this music? I mean, there are actually other versions of the song I didn't even include in this episode, just because I'm not cruel, but I don't know. What do you think? I just can't say for certain if I'm pranking you or not. I honestly don't know. If you have any questions, comments, or criticisms about Singing Mountain, or about Athena Asamiah herself, the easiest way to reach me is on Twitter, either at Drew G. Mackey, M-A-C-K-I-E, or at SingMopod, S-I-N-G-M-O-P-O-D. You can also follow Singing Mountain on Facebook. Just search Singing Mountain and click on the one that is not a bakery. If you like pixel art, Singing Mountain is on Instagram as well, at Singing Mountain Pod. I would like to thank the YouTube users Silent, Aswang, and Geltons for collecting the various Psycho Soldier versions and remakes, which made this repetitive adventure a little bit easier. I'm linking to both of them in the show notes. Please give them your clicks. Please subscribe, and if you like the show, give me a rate and review, although maybe not for this episode in particular. Good reviews are helpful because they enable other people to find this podcast. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're not driving a car and you're like at the gym or in your office or whatever, please give me a rate and review. Just go to the iTunes store and give me a few words and I'll probably even read it in a future episode. Singing Mountain is a Table Cakes podcast. Table Cakes is a Los Angeles-based podcast network that features some really cool shows, including two others that I host. Check them out at tablecakes.com. If you want to support Singing Mountain or any of the other shows on the Table Cakes network, please do so at patreon.com/tablecakes. Okay, so after all that, if you're still listening, I feel like I probably owe you a break. I legitimately think those original compositions are pretty awesome. So the gift I'm giving you for not giving up on me and also not unsubscribing to Singing Mountain is an additional track from that promotional cassette. It also included a track titled Kizu Darake no Blue Moon, or Badly Scarred Blue Moon, which is the ending theme to the original Psycho Soldier, now with lyrics performed by Kaori Shimizu. It's more glorious 80s cheese, and I feel like you deserve that today. That's my gift to you. And I promise, I will never ever make you listen to the Psycho Soldier theme again. Psycho Soldier. See ya. Psycho Soldier.
Play more.